mandazi.
Hmm?
We're making mandazi.
What day is it today?
Today is Sunday morning.
Mommy,
mommy's taking a break.
From what?
From everything.
From cleaning the house.
Yes, thank you, Taji. She's the only one who feels me.
Is she the one who cleans?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I thought you have an auntie who cleans.
I mean the auntie cleans. And sometimes she helps the auntie to clean.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Taji, for appreciating my efforts.
And
does Papa help?
Yes. And I feel bad for Mama because she keeps on cleaning the house when the auntie isn't here.
Oh, yeah, like yesterday she came and said, I'm so sorry, Mama. You have to wash the dishes. And I told her, it's okay. Thank you for caring.
But Mama, you know, the house has to be clean. Cleaning is very important. It's not work. It's part of life.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your empathy, Taji.
See, even me, I help cleaning. Huh? How come you don't feel empathetic for me?
No, you're precious.
Say empathetic again.
Empathetic.
Say empathetic.
Empathetic.
So
empathetic.
Can
you say empathetic? Empathetic. Yeah, kupika. Tunangojea breakfast.
Let's see why you go happy.
I can do me.
Thank you, Saru. Just received my package. Good morning. It's Tuesday morning and I just received a package from Saru. I love receiving their packages because I don't know about you. Me, I get excited when I get a package, even though I know what's inside. It's so fun for it to be delivered to your doorstep. I love the convenience of ordering and having it brought right to your doorstep. And it's by a secure means. They use Wells Fargo, so you know it's reliable. And the way they package their stuff, especially because it's natural oils and things like that, I can remove my mask now. I'm in my compound. The way they package their stuff is really secure and they make sure it doesn't leak. There's nothing worse than receiving hair stuff or any product for your skin or for your hair and things like that, and you find half of it has leaked. You know, that has never happened with Saru, and I've been ordering for them for over a year now. So, good job with that, Saru. I will unpack the package with you and show you what's inside and how I plan to use it. I've been ordering different things from the product line just to try them and see how they work. Right now, this time I ordered something for the skin. I haven't been taking care of my skin and it's suffering for that. So when I saw that jojoba oil usually helps with acne and things like that, I decided, hey, let me try that. My skin has been really dry and it needs like serious TLC. And I haven't been taking care of it. So it's going to be exciting to see how jojoba oil. It's jojoba. It's not jojoba. Same way we say Jose or Jesus, like the Espanols. It's jojoba. Yeah, so if you have any suggestions on what I can use for like a good scrub, please leave the suggestion in the comments, because I'm looking for a good scrub, something that won't be too harsh but to work well with all my dead skin. And I'm looking to change my face or the skin. Not looking to change, looking to start. I've never had a skin care regime, and the older I get, the more I realize I've been taking things for granted. I need to do more. So yeah, let me get into the house and open this package. Okay, unpacking my Saru products. So like I said, I wanted to order something different, not only for my hair but also for my face. So yeah, let's see what's inside. This is what I was saying about Saro packaging. I really love it because, as you can see, really, babe. That and you ignore George. They package things so conveniently and tightly that there's no leakage. See? Yeah. This is wrapped really well. So nothing has leaked, nothing will break, and you get your products intact. Nothing worse than receiving a package when things are broken or leaking. Good job, Saru. Now let me unwrap it. And yeah, so this is what I ordered. I ordered a fresh bottle of detangler. This one runs out really fast in our house because I have a lot of hair and so does Staji. I ordered jojoba oil. I was doing some research about different good oils for the skin, especially acne prone skin. I've been getting blackheads, I have whiteheads, I have acne, my skin is dry. It can be used for hair and also for the skin. So I plan to use this for both. And another staple in our household, leave-in conditioner, which really works well to leave moisture in my hair. I have those types of hair, I don't know what they are called. Is it low porosity or whatever? This works really well to keep my hair moisturized. Whenever my hair is open and I wash and clean and all that stuff, and then I put the leave-in, and then I just do my twists. Days later, even after I remove the twist, my hair is still soft and moisturized. So I definitely always have to have a bottle of this in the house. And lastly, Saru had sent my husband George a package on Father's Day. And they had sent this bottle of beard serum and beard... what's that thing called? Beard... I forget the name.
Beard gun.
Not funny. Anyway, there's another oil. I did a post about it recently. I also use it as well. It's really good for this. It can be used for the man's skin, their hair, their face, their lips, everything. And I also discovered I can use it on my skin and also on my scalp. So we are using it as a family. Anyway, so they sent him this, but unfortunately the bottle broke. It was an accident, of course. So they've sent us a fresh bottle. And so yeah, thank you. Thank you, Saru. We're going to do reviews about this. You can see it says it's a hair softener, skin hydrator, stimulates follicles, dandruff reliever. Can't wait to try it. I'm sure George, not me. I won't try it, I'll try. Stay tuned. I'm going to post reviews on everything I use and how it's going to work. What I'm planning to do is to use African soap, which I already have, to wash and clean my face and then use this as a moisturizer and see if there's going to be a difference. Stay tuned. What you doing, Happy? Are you trying to bite Mama? Girl. I hope you feel better. Feel better. Got a new chafu. It's because of all the drool you had. Long day. Just coming back from the vets. Yeah, long day, just as I was saying. We're just coming back from the vets. Happy our puppy, that rhymes. Just got a seizure. If you've been watching our videos, we've been talking about our puppy Happy. Yeah, when we first got her, she got a seizure, and we'd been taking her for checkups and she's been good. But today, out of the blues, she suddenly got one, and of course we were worried and we rushed her to the vets, but they'd already closed. So she's we called the vet on the phone and they've given us some advice on what to do. Just to observe her, keep her warm, reduce her activity for the evening, and yeah, give her some chicken soup. So that's what we're heading home to do. But then this is like parenting. It's like rushing your child to hospital because it feels like the days will be taking Taji to Hosi. Yeah, it's always scary to watch an animal having a seizure because you have no idea. So we're just so helpless, just there shaking. And yeah, so we're hoping she'll be better. We're just going to observe her for the evening and take her back to the vet tomorrow morning when the vet is open. So yeah, we'll keep you updated. Have you finished burping?
I started anyway. Hello, hi everyone. Today is, what day is it today? Gosh, are you just like me? I never know what day it is anymore. It's like a whole blob. No, blob. Today is Wednesday. It's around 1:40 p.m. in the afternoon. And I'm sure George did you do a video today? A little update about our puppy Happy. We had done a video yesterday when we were taking her to the vet because she had a seizure, and it was a really scary situation. And unfortunately, when it happened, our vet office had closed, so George took her this morning, and the vet decided, or rather advised us, that she needs to be admitted just for today for observation. For she needed to be put on an IV for feeding and things like that because she's not eating, and they want to do like thorough tests to diagnose what exactly is causing the seizures. From the time when George came, with that news, I've been so sad. I didn't expect to feel this attached or this heavy about our dog, but I feel like it's because she's bonded so much with our daughter Taji. I mean, if you've been following us for a while, you know, getting a baby has been hard, and we've had losses, and going through miscarriages just has always left me in a very raw emotional state. I'm able to go through life, and you know, I made peace with it, and I accepted that, you know, we have Taji, and she's enough, and if God ever decides to bless us with somebody else, with another baby, that's awesome, and if not, I'm living with that. So Taji is constantly asking for a sibling, for a baby sister, a baby brother. And since that was not happening, we decided to get her puppy, which she had also asked for. And so I hadn't realized how in my mind, like, this was sort of like a replacement of a sibling. But in my head and my mind and in my heart, I was happy because at least Taji was now content. And she had someone to keep her, a pet to keep her company. And yeah, she's been an amazing addition to our family. We love playing with her. We love taking care of her. So her going through these health issues has been quite emotionally draining. And we are hoping that the results will be positive, because the other option would be, I mean, as a vet told George today, is that if we find that she has a condition that will cause her to have, they called it what, idiopathic seizures, then she's going to need medication for life. Idiopathic epilepsy. She's going to need like constant medication for the rest of her life, and which might be quite hard to maintain, either financially or even physically, for the dog. So we might have to choose to either give her up for adoption to someone else who might be more equipped to take care of a sick dog, or we may have to choose to put her down. So yeah, it's hard. Luckily Taji isn't around. She's at her shoshos for a sleepover with her cousins, and we're just happy that she's not around here to see what's happening. And when we go pick up the dog tomorrow, we'll get the final report and make a decision from that point. So yeah, this is life. This is, maybe many of you would not understand what it feels to be completely bonded with a pet, but it hurts, and it's I'm sad, and I've been crying. I feel like it just triggered all the grief that is always under the surface. So yeah, we hope she'll get better and that we'll get a good report tomorrow. So yes, I'll keep you updated. Let's keep talking.
Good bones and stuff. And especially for her because she has a history of... I think this happened when I was in school. So just like children, I never thought about it. But of course, yeah, we didn't know.
Come back, we have this side. Okay. Hi everyone, today is Friday the 28th. August is over, guys. So just wanted to do a quick update because right now there's not much happening. I know this. Oh, Taji, you're awake. This one has been cranky today. Huh? Cranky, cranky. Sit properly, Mama. We figured. Yay! I was giving. So I wanted to give an update about our puppy, Happy.
Happy got another seizure.
Yeah, she got another seizure, but
she had saliva on her mouth.
I know she had. She was what's the word? Foaming. On her mouth and everything. We have a video, but I don't feel like we'll post it on the vlog. I don't know, we'll see. Anyway, so today she's been actually at the vet's for 2 nights now, and we're picking her up today.
Three nights. Yeah, yes, the first day, mm-hmm. The second day, mm-hmm. The last day.
She's been there for 3 days and 2 nights, right?
Yes.
So we're picking her up today because she's doing much better. They wanted to do tests and observe her and try and figure out what's causing the seizures. So we have just arrived at the vet to get the full report.
And yesterday we saw another puppy called Poppy.
Yes, she's boarding at the vet. Very cute.
Anyway,
we are at the vet, so we'll give you an update when we get the full report. We're hoping for a good report, so that we're hoping it's not something serious and it's something that can easily be treated. So that we're not constantly having to bring her to the vets. Right? We're here.
Yeah.
You've missed her. I know, we've missed her too. I'm sure she'll be happy to be home. Oh, today hakuna mtu anakuwa anatuangalia kama tuko na corona. No temperature checks. Mujiangalie.
Leo ni corona, they're looking at is a Toyota Corona.
Oh my gosh. So lame. Tati. Okay, Happy. You're happy to see her?
No, fine.
She's looking all better. You had an awesome time at the vet? Hey, cutie. Hi. Hi. Get to take you home. To give her tummy rub. She loves tummy rubs. I told you. You do it yourself. You might scratch her because of her paws.
Hello, I'm good and happy.
Yeah, and you're so happy.
Yes, I'm happy that you're good and
happy. Yeah, Happy is fine. She's better. We've been given instructions on how to take care of her at home. So it's good to have her back. Yay! Thankfully, she doesn't need seizure medicine. The doctor was saying she's too young to start having that medication yet.
And yesterday my voice went.
Yesterday your voice went?
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
Yesterday.
I don't remember hearing your voice going.
It was like a baby. Daddy, Ella.
Anyway, like I was saying, the vets advised us that she's still too young to get a seizure medication, because if she starts now, she'll be dependent on it for life, and possibly once she starts, and like for example, if we don't have the money to buy more medication and it gets finished, the seizures will get worse. So they prefer for us to just maintain her health through diet, and to ensure, you know, that her immunity is kept up by feeding her enough and just taking care of her. So the next few days we're just going to keep a close eye on her and just love on her, and it's awesome to have her back. Alpha baby is back. Yay.
Alpha baby is back.
Yeah, so thank you so much for keeping it locked on our puppy update, on our happy puppy
Puppy Happy's updates this week. And yeah, we'll see you in the next one. Have a great weekend. Yeah. Yeah.
Happy, happy.
Hyper, hyper. I'm hyper for your world. Say bye.
Bye-bye.
Subscribe.
I love you. Subscribe. Hit the notification bell. Bye-bye. Love you.
Bye.